What are your general concerns with this area?
I've never personally had an instance where, you know, like I was almost hit or anything, because truthfully, I avoid crossing there. Two lanes, there's a big median, two lanes on the other side. Even deer running across is a concern for me, but it's a busy area. The school is right there. The play field, the playground are at that end of the school. I know some people have mentioned, well, there's a pedestrian, you know, overwalk thing a block away. It's like, yeah, but so what? This is still a pretty dangerous intersection to be trying to cross.
What do you think needs to be done to prevent another tragedy like this one from happening in the future?
Well, I have no knowledge whatsoever of the circumstances of what happened last night. I don't know what it is that caused this unspeakable, horrific tragedy. But I think having something more than a flashing light there seems like they added signage in the past couple of years, bright, the yellow green sign. So I think that had gotten better, but it's like put the tools there to help mitigate the risk because it is such a busy intersection. It's nowhere near as busy one block further south, close to where I live at 6, because there's not a school there, because there's not the density of houses at that intersection. So I support putting an actual functioning light there. It's a drag strip. You hear it in the summers. If you're out in your backyard at my house, you can hear motorcycles most often. You hear somebody flying down
the park. Are there any other areas around Grand Island that are a cause for concern alike to this one?
This one really stands out to me. There's kind of an odd intersection at Baseline and Grand Island Boulevard, because there's the bank, there's the plaza, the town hall. There's a lot going on there, but there are, you know, that's a four-way intersection. There are lights. And a couple of years ago, they put stop signs on Stony Point at Ransom, which is where, you know, the middle school and the high school are. They put stop signs there on Stony Point. And I think that's been a huge help because of the traffic flow through there. But it's a unique intersection on the island. Four-lane highway, essentially, and a fairly high speed limit that, of course, is always being exceeded, really stands out.